The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it all the way to Blue Friday, baby.
Friday, Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend, weekend.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Partying.
Let's get to our contestant. We have Zach and Lacey. Zach, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, Zach and Steve. Time for you to get out.
Hello there, Zach.
Zach's a buddy. I always see him at the wrestling shows, too, so it's always good to hear from Zach.
Oh, love it so much. For those playing along, Zach will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many ingredients are in a traditional s'more?
3.
Yes. What is the longest and heaviest bone in the human body?
Femur.
Correct. What kind of animal was Flipper?
Dolphin.
Yes. How many planets are larger than Earth?
4, 5, 6.
4, yes. Spinderella is the 3rd member of what all-female rap group?
TLC?
No.
Pass.
What nautical unit of length is used to measure the depth of water?
Fathom.
Yes. In what decade was Betty Boop first introduced?
20s, 30s.
30s, yes. Which New England state is home to the oldest theme park in the United States?
Mount New Hampshire, Maine.
No, no, no. What is the study of fossils called?
Archaeology.
No.
Paleontology.
Yes. What type of wine does Miles refuse to drink in the movie Sideways?
Ooh, I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Zach. Nicely done.
All right.
Yeah. Do other people in your family have a deep voice, Zach?
No, I'm the only one.
You're the only one?
Hey.
Wow.
Hey, if you guys are going to make an adult novel, I'll volunteer my voice to narrate.
Yes.
Don't threaten us with a good time, Zach.
Welcome. Who says it's a threat?
Welcome back,
it's more
Steve.
Like an arm twist, if you know what I mean.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! How many ingredients are in a traditional s'more?
3.
Yes, what is the longest and heaviest bone in the human body?
Back to this romance novel, huh? The femur?
Yes. What kind of animal was Flipper?
Flipper was a dolphin.
Yes. How many planets? Whoa. How many planets are larger than Earth?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. Spinderella is the 3rd member of what all-female rap group?
Salt and Peppa.
Yes. What nautical unit of length is used to measure the depth of water?
Knots?
No.
Scores?
No.
Scales.
No. In what decade was Betty Boop first introduced?
The 20s.
No.
30s.
Yes. Which New England state is home to the oldest theme park in the U.S.?
Massachusetts.
No.
Maine.
No.
New Hampshire.
No. What is the study of fossils called?
Fossilology.
No.
Damn it. What is that? Archaeology?
No.
Archaeology?
No. What type of wine does Miles refuse to drink in the movie Sideways?
Damn it. I can't think of the name. Rosé.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
It was like all the rage for like a year or two, too.
Steve, you lose 7-6. Or 6-7, however you like to say it. Congratulations, Zach.
Well played, Steve.
You too, my man.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
Our friend Zach did know that a fathom is a way to measure the depth of water. The New England state that's home to the oldest theme park in the U.S., Connecticut. And it's paleontology.
Oh, I was
the study of fossils.
How was it close?
And in the movie Sideways, Miles refuses to drink Merlot.
Merlot.
Yeah. How Merlot can you go?
Not very low.
Congratulations on losing, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have your shot at a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel. Thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. We have a code word coming up at 720. You're going to want to text that code word, not to our number, but to 20357, 20357 for your chance to win. So hang out. Code word coming up at 720, and you can grab all the contest details at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It is quite easy to leave us a voice message anytime, day or night, through the Odyssey app. Just open it up and look for the microphone icon. Steve Miggs, who has been doing that lately?
I feel like a lot of our rockaholics were smoking weed yesterday. Some interesting voice messages. Are you ready for the first one?
Ready.
With the Washington State Fair coming back up, what's that one fair food purchase you cannot resist? For me, it's the giant, big-ass turkey leg.
That's a good call. But you know what I like? I like the giant brick of curly fries. Yeah.
That is definitely a top five for me.
Oh, I'm dreaming about those right now. Yeah. I cannot wait to go to the fair.
Whenever I see somebody walking around with them, I just want to be like, can I just grab a couple? I mean, you have an entire brick of them.
And dipping those things in ketchup, and they're nice and crispy. Oh, my girl.
You just want to grab and just like bite it like a chunk out of it, not even pick at it. Yeah.
What's your pick?
Dude, mine's weird. But every time I go to the fair and I walk by it and I want to get it, it's their freaking yakisoba.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know what it is. I've had yakisoba. I love yakisoba just in general. But there's something about whatever stand that is that sells the yakisoba at the Washington State Fair where I'm like, I've never been disappointed by it.
Never.
All right, Danny.
It depends on what state fair I'm going to.
Washington State.
State Fair. I love, it's the same as Heron. I love the big fries, but I wish that they did them in a bigger container and then they could put more cheese on them. Because if you get the cheese sauce and you just put it all over that, oh, guys, I could eat those.
See, just like my pretzels, I'm fine with it without any condiments.
Wait, you just eat the fries? You don't even dip it in ketchup?
I don't need to.
Yes, you do.
Fries are fantastic just by themselves.
You're not wrong. However, put the cheese sauce on. It's a game changer.
We could just end the conversation with, you're not wrong. You know, I didn't even think about that big ad. There's one pretzel stand by like the kids' rides that has the biggest pretzel, and it's amazing. It's a pretzels and pizza.
How many days until this fair opens?
It's September.
Oh, God.
Early September.
Only a couple weeks away, guys.
I'll probably be there every weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Knowing Tatum, I'll be there at least. I'm definitely going to be going at least two times.
Oh, definitely.
All right, the next voice message is definitely fueled by marijuana.
I have a message for the Daily Mig Show. I'm really stoned right now, and I was thinking about your Jimothy Pearl Jam song parody, and well, I decided to whip up my own song parody for you guys.
Oh boy. Okay, so for those that know, we have this one.
Timothy Dolvin, my trash today.
Are people still talking about Jimothy? I thought Jimothy was done.
We got a trading card from the Mariners. Like, it's sitting prominently in our kitchen. We're all about Jimothy in our house.
So yeah, just keep in mind that I'm really, really baked.
And then they sent another voice message with their song parody.
Oh, no.
Do you guys want to hear it?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the song is that they're doing a parody of? It's a rock song. It's a one-hit wonder.
Oh,
a one-hit wonder.
My Own Worst Enemy by Lit.
My Own Worst Jimothy?
Yeah.
That's funny. I hope I like it's that. I don't even have a guess. I just want to hear it.
All right. Hopefully some of you remember the original song, The Jim Blossoms. Here we go.
Hey, is this Hey Jealousy?
Yeah.
Everybody's losing their damn mind over one weird trash panda's fine. He's got murals, merch, and matching tattoos, while I'm still renting clothes. The governor gave the suit a day. He's trending more than Pearl Jam plays. If this raccoon starts an OnlyFans, I'm moving out of state.
What is happening?
This is pretty fantastic. I'm not going to lie.
Are you high?
Is there more?
Well, yeah, we haven't even gotten to the chorus yet.
tonight we're just going to drive through Ballard Street. Just hoping we catch a peek. Somebody swears they saw him last by Dick's Drive-In. Hey, Jimothy. Hey, Jimothy.
Why are you rocking out to this?
Hey, Jimothy.
Okay, I'm good.
Big points for creativity. I love it.
We could have just done the chorus. We didn't need the full verse, did we?
Hey, Jimothy.
Okay, hey, Jimothy. I get it.
Put it on the playlist.
I mean, the production quality was fantastic.
Really great.
Yeah, I mean, nothing better than that.
But seriously, has anybody seen Jimothy lately?
No, I thought everyone was done. Although I did see some place in Denver, they're having a Jimothy. They're also having a Jimothy rave.
Oh my gosh! I just hope he's okay. That's all I'm worried. I'm just worried that we haven't seen an update.
He's probably keeping a low profile because people are writing stupid songs about him.
He's sick of it.
Yeah,
he's sick of the spotlight. The Daily Mix Show. Yesterday, we chatted with a listener named Drew, and he told us that his father-in-law is kind of a piece of work. He's always challenging him to take it outside, and he is actually considering doing it. Well, he has called back because, according to our phone screener, Dayton, it happened again. Did Drew take it outside? We're going to find out at 7:20. It is getting mighty expensive to fill up your gas tank these days, Steve. Yes. Miggs. So all week long, we are giving out code words for your shot at a $500 gas card to use at River Rock Tobacco and Fuel, thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Right now, you can text the word FREE to 20357. FREE.
FREE.
To 20357. Good luck, Rockaholics. And you can get full details on the contest over at KISW.com. Yesterday, we were getting acquainted with a listener named Drew who called in to chat about this ongoing beef that he's been having with his father-in-law.
Who constantly tells him, do you want to take it outside?
You want to take it outside?
And Drew yesterday told us that he was thinking about doing it. We got some calls from people giving their 2 cents, and now he's back with us.
Drew, what is the update?
Okay, so apparently my father-in-law heard from a friend that I was on the radio talking about him.
I was kind of wondering that yesterday. I was like, wait a second. Like, if this guy's unhinged and you're on the radio, there's a chance that he might hear this.
Yeah, yeah. He decided to pay me an unexpected visit at my house.
Okay.
And he said, hey, I heard you were talking some stuff about me on the radio. And he said, you know what? Maybe you should just put up or shut up and let's take it outside.
Here we go again.
This guy sounds like a bully from like those 1980s like comedy movies.
Oh, my God.
Put up or shut up.
Guys, I said yes.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that, Drew?
Drew,
no.
It's finally time.
Was your wife around while this is going on?
No, she wasn't there.
Okay.
That's probably for the best.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so what happened?
Honestly, it was intense. I could not believe what was happening. My nerves were going through the roof, so I was shaking. I was shaking.
I'm trying to picture. So, are you like? Do you have to like say, okay, let me go put my shoes on, and I'll meet you outside? Like, or did?
No, I just said, all right, let's go. And he walked out like he was at the front door, and he just walked out.
So how'd it go?
And then I walked out too. I laid him out with one punch.
Get him.
Cue the Rocky music.
Oh, my gosh. And how did he, how did that go? Like, do you feel like, were you guys able to squash all this? Is it over now? Was it worth it?
Yeah. 100%. I asked him, he was down on the ground, and I said, are we good? And he said, yeah, we're good. And
I was not expecting that.
Afterwards, he came inside. We had a beer, and he said, and I quote, it's about time you manned up.
Oh, I love that he had still another shot to give you. So this has just been a test. Like, he's been testing you this whole time?
It was 100% a test. He wanted me, he wanted to see what I was made of.
What a wacko.
Okay, so so your wife wasn't there when it happened, but eventually, I mean, she has to come home. Are you guys, like, are you sitting on a couch drinking a beer together with him with a black eye? Like, I'm trying to picture what happened to when your wife came home.
Oh, she came home and we're sitting there and she's like, we told her what happened. She just rolled her eyes and she called us a couple of idiots, but she's happy that we're just past whatever tension we had.
At least until the next time you piss him off.
Want to take this outside again?
Wouldn't that be funny now if like all of a sudden that's the reason why you two have a great relationship? Like you finally did what he's been wanting you to do?
I mean, that would be great, honestly, if he just stops challenging me to go outside. If that was it, that would be awesome. I'd be so happy.
Now you guys are the two best friends that anyone could have.
This is the strangest story ever. Drew, I'm happy it worked out. I would have never guessed that that would be the way that it would have ended.
Hey, I'm just glad it ended, and I'm really hoping it's not going to be an issue again.
How are your hands? How's your knuckles?
It's a little bruised.
Well, thanks, Drew, for the update. We've been really excited to hear how things were going to go. This is totally insane.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
And, Drew, it's listeners like you that make me realize how lucky I am to have this job. I love every moment of this. This is insane.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
This is getting me thinking. So I feel like that is an insane, insane experience with an in-law. So for whatever reason, have you ever had an insane experience with an in-law?
Yes. So one time my mother-in-law, we kind of got into a little bit of an argument. I took off, came back because she was ready to offer an apology for what she had put me through.
Okay.
And she apologized and then finished with, "I just didn't realize you were so sensitive."
Oh, she pulled that card on you.
Bitch.
Mine is, it might be one of the most insane experiences. I don't know if anybody can top this one. So when we were going through all of our fertility stuff, you know, I had to go to the collection room at the fertility clinic here in Seattle. So there was a time where I had to go right after work, Sid had to be dropped off by her mom and her grandma. And I was like, cool, whatever you do, please do not let your mom and grandma come up to the floor where I'm going to be. And she's like, no problem, no problem. I get up to the floor. Who's waiting for me before I go into the collection room? My mother-in-law, who gives me a big hug and a kiss. And I'm like, what? I look at Sid. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I love my mother-in-law. But I was like, this is not the last thing I want to do before going into the collection room.
You don't love her like that.
No. I don't click on those kind of thumbnails.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.
I don't.
206, you're right. No one can top that, but we're going to try.
206, I'm sure a rockaholic can, actually.
206-803-ROCK. What is your insane experience with an in-law? 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever had an unforgettable moment with an in-law, we want to hear your story. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Led Zeppelin.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you have ever had an insane experience with an in-law, we want to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear those unforgettable in-law moments. Chris in Olympia, what is your insane experience with an in-law?
My son, who's now 14, was like 2 years old at the time, and my wife and I were over at her mother's house. We were sitting on the couch. I had my son in my lap, and, you know, we were just family time telling stories. And my mother-in-law was, you know, messing with my son and rubbing his leg and kind of not really paying attention to what she was doing, and didn't realize that her hand wasn't really on his leg. And I was pretty uncomfortable, and it was pretty apparent. My wife picked up on it and realized what was happening and just totally called her mom out. It was absolutely humiliating, but hilarious at the same time, and it's now become a family joke.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me, and I wish that it didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, dude.
So your son knows the story now, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously been around when it's been told, but, you know, the running joke is that my mother-in-law's kind of always had the hots for me. And,
oh,
you know,
man.
Just to make fun of it.
Yeah, you got a little levity is needed for something
for
like
sure.
That. Wow.
206-803-ROCK. Miles in Olympia, what is your insane experience with an in-law?
Well, this was with my ex-wife, actually, but at our wedding for the reception, my ex-mother-in-law got in a fight with her brother and decided to slap him in the middle of the reception hall. And at that time, my wife was pretty pissed off, and she ended up talking to her about it. They got into an argument, and my ex-mother-in-law went to the manager to try to get us kicked out of our own wedding reception. And they ended up asking whose name was like on the venue and everything. And it was obviously under me and my ex-wife, And we ended up having to have her physically, like, escorted out by security for trying to shut down our own wedding.
Miles, at that moment, you're like, did I marry myself into the right family? Was that, like, the writings on the wall kind of a thing where you're like, oh, you know, it could trace us back to the wedding night?
Yeah, it was interesting because, like, we woke up the next day, too, and we were actually living in a, we were renting a house from her, and she ended up kicking us out of our own house, too, over the whole situation. So.
You guys are off to a good start right there, right?
I'm glad you got to move on.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Cody in McCleary, what is your insane experience with an in-law?
Yeah, so I met my wife on Instagram. She lived in South Dakota. We did the whole online dating thing for like 8 months. Fast forward, I fly over there to move her over here, and we go out to dinner with her mom. And it was the first, I think it was the first time I met her. And everything went all right. She was kind of a little standoffish at first. We go to leave, and she pulls me to the side. And with all honesty, like dead sincerity, she looks me in the eyes, and she said, if you ever hurt my daughter, I'll effing kill you. And she was so serious. It literally scared the, you know, out of me.
Whoa.
Like, you couldn't even laugh about it? It was that serious?
No, yeah. There was no joking. It was like, it gave me goosebumps, like, you could see it in her eyes.
She was like channeling her inner like Liam Neeson right there.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you guys still together? And what's your relationship like with your mother-in-law now?
Oh, we're tight. It's funny. You fast forward 5 years from now, they flew out here to Washington, and we were all like, this is kind of weird too. Like, I give my wife a lot of crap for this, but we were swimming. And then, so like, I had my shirt off. And then we went to do, like, a group photo with, like, the kids and everything, and she was on my side. She turned and bit my nipple in the picture.
Okay, I wasn't expecting we were going to go down that road.
No. What is with these mother-in-laws? My God.
Could you imagine that picture? No. I want to see that picture. Oh, boy.
The Daily Mix.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs this morning? He has amassed 226 wins, 137 losses, and 63 ties in 2026.
I mean, if you ever get into a bar fight, she's the kind of woman you want on your side.
Absolutely, right? Yes. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Miggs at 750.